emotive and friendly, hey there. So, there's this big buzz about Kevin Warsh possibly becoming the next Fed chair. You know, the guy who's been called a hawk in the monetary policy world. It's wild to think about how this could shift the whole game for the Fed and the economy.
Friendly but serious, absolutely. Warsh's background as a former Fed governor during the 2008 crisis has shaped his approach. He's all about rules-based policies to keep inflation in check, something that's been a hot topic lately.
Enthusiastic, right? His experience with the financial crisis made him wary of loose monetary policies. He's pushing for a more predictable framework, which could mean higher interest rates and stricter inflation control. It's like the Fed is about to take a turn toward traditional, old-school methods.
Analytical, exactly. Unlike the current Fed chair, Jerome Powell, who's focused on employment, Warsh prioritizes price stability. If he gets the nod, we might see a more aggressive tightening of monetary policy, higher rates, tighter credit, and a focus on keeping inflation at bay.
Excited, and here's the kicker. Warsh is not just talking about traditional finance. He's actually mentioned Bitcoin as a check on government spending. That's huge. It's like he's saying digital assets could hold governments accountable for their fiscal decisions.
Thoughtful, that's a big deal. Warsh's comments highlight how even traditional institutions are starting to acknowledge crypto's role. Bitcoin's seen as a hedge against inflation and government overreach, which aligns with his focus on fiscal discipline.
Energetic, it's like the Fed is finally catching up to the crypto revolution. But I wonder, will they regulate it or just watch from the sidelines? Warsh's stance could shape how the Fed approaches digital assets in the future.
Serious, the Fed might balance innovation with safeguards. They'll need to figure out how to integrate crypto into their framework without risking financial stability. It's a tricky tightrope, but Warsh's perspective could push them toward a more nuanced approach.
Passionate, and the market implications. If Warsh becomes chair, we're looking at a potential shift in U.S. monetary policy. Higher rates could strengthen the dollar, but also slow growth. It's a big call for investors and businesses alike.
Calm, the Fed's role in global markets is massive. A more hawkish stance could lead to a stronger dollar, affecting trade and inflation worldwide. But it also means tighter credit, which could be tough for some sectors.
Enthusiastic, this nomination could be a turning point. Warsh's focus on stability and rules-based policies might reset the Fed's priorities. Plus, his openness to crypto's role shows how traditional and digital finance are starting to collide.
Serious indeed. The Fed's evolving role in a tech-driven economy will be a key theme. Warsh's leadership could shape how central banks navigate inflation, growth, and the rise of digital assets for years to come.
Friendly, so, whether it's tighter rates or a new take on crypto, this nomination is setting the stage for a major shift. It's an exciting time for the Fed, the economy, and the future of money.
Measured, agreed. As the Fed adapts to new challenges, the balance between tradition and innovation will define its next chapter. Let's see how this plays out. Markets, regulators, and investors are all watching closely.